So far, what are your impressions of Petersburg in terms of the school system, and maybe contrast that at all with some of the work you've done in the South? I know you've worked in Alaska as an administrator as well before, but
mm-hmm. Petersburg, as I've said before, what is most impressive about Petersburg are several things: the community in general, the welcomeness, and just the people orientation of the community, the quality of the facilities, the quality of the program that's in place, and the quality and stability of the staff who are here and have been here for quite a while. The community is truly blessed to have that continuity. There are many schools in the interior and throughout Alaska that there are 50% or more staff changes every year. And you're always in a constant state of restarting, and that is not the case here.
Describe your approach to being an administrator, being the top administrator in the school district, and sort of dealing with all the different personalities, not just as staff, but as parents, students. How visible would you say your role is in the schools themselves?
I would say that personally my role of visibility is I need to be literally the face of the district. And I enjoy talking with people about their youngsters' needs and then finding the right resource, whether it's referring them to a principal or to a teacher. But listening and learning, I would say, be the two things I rely most on. I don't consider myself much of an office person. I've often said about 50% of the time I will be out and about. That's why I love having a laptop. You can take your office virtually anywhere.
Nationally, there's a lot of discussion about reform of education, and we saw with the under the Bush administration the No Child Left Behind Act. That's something you have to deal with as an administrator. What do you think is kind of the most important thing that needs work in this education system in general in the country that you've been having these many years as an administrator?
I think the sense of belonging and relationships that people believe in kids. Too often we think kids are the problem, where in fact the kids are the future. They are not the problem, and we need to believe in their abilities and support them for that. Kids are not always going to make the most adult decision. They're going to make some decisions that are like the decisions kids make, and I don't believe any decision made by a youngster, and I consider youngsters even up into high school, to be a quote-unquote fatal decision, that there should always be a way for a youngster to earn their way back to full participation.
The difficult thing coming up, as we know, is the declining student enrollment. A couple hundred students in the last 10 years or so have dropped in the Petersburg's enrollment, which ultimately is going to eventually mean less money from the state. That's going to be a difficult decisions to make in terms of ultimately reducing staff. Is that something that you expect to have to work on with the board in the near future, in the next couple few years?
I think it's something we need to plan on working on, and I have a term that I call managed decline, and that's if we look out there and we look back 15 years and we see where we were, and we look ahead 5 years and apply that same data track, we can predict where we're going to be. Our goal and the goal of the board is to protect the program, maintain and retain an excellent program for kids, and protect our employees. So if we can use the vehicle of attrition through retirements or whatever and manage as we go, in other words, not refilling every position that becomes open because someone retired or a spouse became transferred for something, if we can leverage that in a way that protects things, we're that much further ahead. We don't hurt people as much, and in fact, we may be able to help.
And as far as the students' programs, that sort of thing, how do you keep those programs consistent while potentially losing staff, or the numbers of staff anyway?
That's where the creativity comes in. And, you know, I don't always have the best answer or the only answer. I like to say, if we have an issue like that, how do we keep X going, whatever X is, that we get the people that are affected or potentially affected by that situation together? And the answer is in the room. And the answer is not necessarily the perspective of one person. So I don't have an answer for that other than it's a we thing, not a me thing.